and Machshirin. Masech that most of us don't frequent too often. Hard to find, right? So at the end of Seder Taros, Rambam writes in Machshirin, Mishnah says, "Is the machlokas of a man the chachamim? For a biyarnu kama pamim v'seid is roim. Here the place is per. It tells you the place. Peya peregdala mishnah tes. The my perekay mishnah tes. Shirab mei levada hu shaomer ein kinyan legoy beretz yisrael afkiyim and amasrus. V'alkein peiros agoy ledat otzvolim b'chayovim b'maser vaday." But if it's all shogayim, potem and a masrus. Okay? And he has over here, if a halach gramer, ooh, halach gramer, on the side it says, in the nitpas, madura kama, halach kechachomim. The Rambam did it in 180. So now that we have this Rambam, and we saw the case of the Mishnah in Seder's Rhyme and in other places. Right? So this is Seder, this is other places. It's Machshir. Let's look in the other places. It tells you where to look. Also have Demai and Peah. Those are more a little familiar to us. We'll start, we'll go in order. We'll start with Peah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Tess. It's reading Rambams. So, again, you have to look at the Kapach to see what changed from one edition to another edition. V'yiketz the Rameyash en kinyan b'nenochi beretz Yisrael afkiyim en amasus l'fichach lekat shikl v'peya en shalocha en b'masus zatav v'ein halach. In halach. So he's passing the Yesh kinyan. This is in Dalet, Tess, and Peya. D'mai Hey Tess. Bam. Krobianu. Shankin and Noche Beret Solaf Kim and Amasus. Zedas of Mayor. Vain Aloha. Aliyeshkin and Noche Beret Solaf Kim and Amasus. It's not just one place, it's pervasive. Right? This is what the Rambam is saying in these different places. And again, it may have backed out, we'll call Madura Basra, as we said before. Okay? Just want to bring you some of the Makoras that we spoke about already yesterday. Okay. Now, we had discussed, if you recall, different possibilities. Rav Meir apparently is again back to Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's what we're up to. His brilliant analysis of all these ideas. So he says as follows: as Rav Meir doesn't have a drasha of the Gancha whatsoever, so you be chayev. We paskin the Gancha and your potter. It comes out according to Gidule Sde Akam B'Shvius. According to Rabbi Meir, there is Kedusha Shvius. According to the Psak Halacha, according to the saying now, there is no Kedusha Shvius. Oh. So now, let's go a little bit further. The Rambam, open up your Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, please. In Perek Ches, Halacha Ches. What I read you before is at the very end of Siman Tes in Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. He quotes Pirush Mishnayos. Contradictions. Pirush Mishnah, Madura Kama, Madura Basra. What does he say? Again, back to Mishnah Mazan, before we got to the Rambam. Hamuchad Lamandama in Kenyan, at Armin and Shapur, the Afa Oda Takas, Sidei Akum, Ein Rufko in Klal, Mi Maiser. There is a chiyuv against the whole Vardakas of Mishnah. So that's Rabbi Meir. He denies everything. He doesn't hold Miruach HaKompot. He holds nothing. In the case of Mishnah's Vart, that the Oda Tachas Yarakam Mufkas HaKarka Mikdushasa, because of the Gant Chalot the Gan Akum, and the Darshan is on the Kenyan Paris of the Akum, according to Rabbi Meir, doesn't hold for the whole thing. And that there's a little bit of a different versions even within the opinion of Ein Kenyan. We pass in Ein Kenyan according to the Kesef Mishnah in a modified fashion. As long as it's under the hands of the Goy, it's Yesh Kenyan. Rabbi Meir himself personally goes to the extreme and says, denies any drasha, not Tuascha, not the Guncha, not the Guncha, denies the whole thing. So therefore he's going to hold it to extreme, but we don't follow him. That's what he says. Now let's go to the Rambam. Perek Ches, in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, Halacha Ches. See what it says? M'chaz kin yedei goyim b'shvias b'dvorim b'levad. You say, tatzliach, tatzchazek. Because they're not chayiv on Shemitah. Havel lo yisadenu b'yad. You can't help him. You can't help him. What's he doing over here? What's he doing? He's doing choresh. Some say choresh is the rabbanon. But you can't even do a malacha de rabbanon, Rabbi Osai, in a goy's field. Klar. So, Rabbi Osai, mefurish haramba. Pashup shat, it's a goy's field. That's what we're assuming. We'll get to it later on, perhaps differently. It's a goy's field. You see, klar, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's vart. That's his finale here in Siman Tes. That here you'll say that the case of Mishnah, that there's the peirush shvius, the b'ksada shel goy are okay. It's only the peirush shvius, but to work b'ksada shel goy would not be allowed. That's Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's famous line that they avoid the het the mechira, quote unquote, may work for the consumer, not likely to work unless we go further, which we'll see, for the farmer. We shall see later on that the Kesef of Mishnah is made only by the fruits. There's no chiyuv in the hands of the goy. However, there were those who disagree, as we come to later on. I thought there's going to be a rebuttal in the Sefer Derech Amuna. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky is going to have a chance to rebut next week. We have to go slow. He's going to say that the Shlomo Zalman is incorrect. Okay. Let's go back to the discussion of Lachem v'lo l'nachrim. So, in the Kutras HaShviyas, in the back of the Pas HaShulchan, he has a very fascinating suggestion, only as a suggestion. What will happen in the following situation? Produce will be planted for the sake of a goy. You're plowing, you have a customer, his name is Jones. And you're planting for Jones. He suggests a remarkable idea. Maybe there should be no Kedusha Shvius. Because Kedusha Shvius means if you planted it, Lachem, for you, then as Kedusha. To plant for a goy, perhaps there should be no Kedusha. So this suggestion, which is again found in the back of the Pas HaShulchan, is rejected in the case of what we call the Heter Mechira for two reasons. Number one, heaven knows at the end of the day it's going to be eaten by Jews. Which Jew? Well, the former owner of the field. You know, it's all again. Or he sell it to whoever wants to pay money. The highest bidder, probably a Jewish person. But in principle, it might be correct. Where does all this come from? It comes from Rabbi Osai of two Pesach Franks that the Svarim principle is correct based on a Rashi in Masechta Sukkah. Now, we're going to, when we start seeing more Gemaras, if we finish this discussion, we'll get to the Gemara. I'll show you right now. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, in Sukkah Daf Mem Amud Aleph. You should have it in your the back of your Gemaras, if you have this, or we have a Shah somewhere. Sukkah Mem Amud Aleph. Shana also be Yura Shavah. When you eat something, you eat it and enjoy it, and you consume it at the same time. The pleasure and the consumption are simultaneous. Kaloma, says Rashi. It's the end of the narrow lines. Mem Amud Aleph and Sukkah. Shana also be Yura Shemizbarim and Olam Boin Ki Echad. Sicha, Shtia, Hadlok Asaner. Umeach Drosh Nami Afinan. Shein Shviz Noeg. Ela de priya omeid la no salalu. Vahoysa shabbas arts no heges bemasha lochem laochlo shanoso doma lachila. Yotzu ase asoka shanoso nachar biuron. Says of Shi Pesach, yotzu whatever is planted for the sake of a goy. It's not made for you. So in a chinami, that may be correct in principle. In principle. But the mice, as we said before, well, we plant is really for Omid for Yisrael. Oh. So now, Rabbi Osai, we have a Mishnah. On the Mamma comes. Yep. The Mishnah Masech Techala, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin. See what it says? Perek Dalid, Mishnah Zayin, Masech Techala. Talks about various situations. One of them is about Surya, okay. A Yisrael is an oris to a Nachri B'Surya. That's how the Mishnah begins. Yisrael shehu arisin l'Nachri B'Surya. Rabbi Elezer mechayev peirosein b'masris u'b'shvius. Rabbi Gamliel poter. Prasna Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel poter. What do you see? Klar l'chara. Pashas yesh kinyan. Mishvius. As the Rambam said. The Rambam said, Yeshkin Mishvius. The Chazanish is the one who said, suggested, it's out of context, Yeshkin by Shvius. Only applies to mitzvahs, not to Yisurim. You're going to have to contend with this enough in the Mishnah for Keret. The Farish of the Mishnah says, at least as far as Surya is concerned, Yeshkin and Shvius. Pashab Shat. Of course, the problem becomes, and what about in Eretz Yisrael? The exact same case in Eretz Yisrael, it's clear in the Mishnah, by inference, that you would be chayv and shvius. Called everybody. So does the kash against the case of Mishnah. The answer is Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, a very big, very important teretz. The only time that the case of Mishnah pattered is in a case in which the land belonged to the guy, and the fruits belong to the guy. But over here, we have a Jewish sharecropper, the fruits belong to him in large measure. And that's exactly why the Kesef Mishnah would agree and concede that in Eretz Yisrael, there would be Kedusha Shvius in such a case. I looked at the official Shtar Mechira of the Rabbanut. It's printed in the Sefer HaShmita of Tukachinsky. Princess is the star. And there it says that not only is the land sold to the guy for a period of 2 years, but so are the fruits. The fruits belong to the guy. Aye, what happens at the end? At the end, somehow or other, they end up back in the Jews' store. But when it grows, officially it grows in the hands of the guy. It has to be the way, according to Shlomo Zalman. Otherwise, the whole Het and Mechir wouldn't even begin. Mefurish Mishnah Chalat, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Now, Rabbi Osai, let's get back to Shvius. And now let's look at Masech to Shvius, which you all have in front of you. Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Rabbi Osai, I want everyone to be able to follow something inside. Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Those who have it in the Mishnayos form, I'm going to read it from there. Mishnayos has, you know, the Bar Tanura and Tosfos Yontif that they have over here in this edition. Those who don't have, can look at it in the regular form with the Rashi and the Rambam. Let's take a look. The last two lines. Me'imosai nenen v'sorfen b'tevenu v'kashel shviyas. Mishatered revia shania. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the Bar Tanura says, Avak shen is batel mashe besodem yimachal chaya, poko kedusha shviyas mimashe b'bayis. Whoa, it's an incredible concept. Kedusha Shvius is paka. Disappears. Where do you get it from? Well, if you look in the classical Mishnayos that most of you have, we'll look there for a minute or two before we come back. Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. It's all based on a Yerushalmi. Not only based upon a Yerushalmi. The Rash, as usual, quotes many Yerushalmis. Okay. And let's read the Rash, the last four lines. The Pemta Lachaya Shabbatzach Tekalus Alechel, Vayikosham, Kozman Shechayo Chelas Minasoda, Hachel of Hemtcha Beshababais, Kolo Lachaya Shabbatzoda, Kalel of Hemtcha Benabais, Mishateirid, Revia Shnia, Markivim, Lachuchas, Aksham, and Vachayam, Bebir. Should the call of the Chayim Asada? Then he says, "Wait, is a problem? The Efshal the Chayim Gir Sazu, the Chodava she Kedusha Shvias No Heges Bo V'Chazal Lachila B'Machal Oda B'Machal Beima Asul Asarfo Shem Dechsev Liachla." Here it says V'Sarfin V'Od the Leachar Abir Shara the Kol Apachas Laniim V'Get the Shara Aflashirim. It's the next Mishnah. So what do you mean? That's the Rashi's Kasha. Rashi's Kasha. Big problem. Says the Bar Tanura, you know how, what the answer is? Paka Kedusha Shvius. Disappears. Of course, the question, of course, becomes, how does that happen? So, we saw already saw the Bar Tanura. Let's read the Tosfos Yontif. Those who have the Mishnah Tosfos Yontif, what does he say over here? He quotes the Bar Tanura. He quotes the Rashi and the Yerushalmi. Tama de Mistabra. Shem de lekele meyma kala de bemcha men abayis kale. Ela she ilu im hoya zeha min mi bechutz besada lechaya. Hoya la she teuchel mimenu. In other words, had this stuff been outside in the field, the wild animal could eat it. Our whole of the Zehamin is batel kvar. There's plenty out there. But v'nisrach, it was ruined. Komash hayam yimenu basad, it's ruined. Im ken ilu hoya zeshem abayis gam ken besada, says the Tosfos Yontif, kvaya over a batel min olam, v'lo hoya lo lechayal shetocham yimenu. Nu, shuv ein lo lechalos min abayis, kevin shlo nechsa lechayal klum, it's Chazer again. It's a concept called beer. Beer means, again, based on the Drushas Chazal. The Drushas Chazal is, you know, we see it over here in the Mishnayos. It could also be found at Bosai. Show it to you. Those who have. Second, please. Psachim, nun beis amid beis. You've been here before. So, v'levhem tcha v'lachay asher be'atzach etiakol tvasach lechol. Kol zman shechay ocheles min asada hachel l'abhema shebebeis. Kol olachay min asher basada kalel levhem tcha min abeis. It's Rabosi, it's Shas Bavli. That's coming from earlier sources as well, but it's Talmud Bavli, right? It's right here. Says the Tosfos Yontif, it makes sense if this same food would be in the field, in the wild, the chayek can enjoy it, but it's going to get ruined. It's past a certain, you know, a meteorological milestone. The weather turned. It's called over here, Revia Shnia. It's so much rain. Everything's going to get ruined. Ruined. So what's the point of putting it out? It's going to get ruined anyway. Might as well keep it in the house. But man, but there's an additional dimension over here. That once that fact pattern is true, it's Paka Kedushas Shvius. Frektatosis Chadoshim. Tzarechion. The high time alo maspik elishalo yatzvichul and beer. Avo mikomoko mihelem din shvius. For my Paka Kedushas Shvius, man. So Musky gives another pshat, an original pshat. Kavash in his battle, Masha Besada. Havalei ki'ilu in his battle, Gamze Shebabayis, Vinivsad, the Mutta Le'avdo. This is very creative thinking. It's perfectly good in the house. But since it would have gotten ruined in the field, we consider it now as if it's ruined, and therefore it's no problem. It's ruined already. Wow! It sounds very creative to me. I prefer, therefore, the pshat. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman's main nekuda. This is his main thesis for this in the whole sefer. Is what he says over here. He says, Rabosai, that the whole yisod of kedusha shvius, all comes from the chiyuv of tishmetenu and atashtu. That's where it all comes from. That's where it comes from. It's only from there. If for some reason the Tishmetenu Natashta obligation no longer exists, all laws of Kedusha Shvius disappear. That's Pshat Nebat Nur Tosis Yontif. Once it's pointless to put it out there in the wild for the Chaya to eat it, so then the Kedusha's Paka. That's the only way to say Pshat in the Bartanura and the Tosis Yontif. What does it say? Vashvias Tishmetenu Natashta. Right? What's after that? Vachu Avione Amecha Viyis Sham Tochal Chayas Asada Pashas Mishpatim. And yes, in Pashas Bahar goes further and says that the person who takes it is only La'ochla, not the Hefsid, not the Schora. But all this is called Man Shemotzu B'Chaya B'Sodeh, not to take away from the Chaya. And when it's gone, in the Sodeh it's all gone, you can hold it for your own without any of the limitations of Kedusha Shvius. Wow. You understand very well, this is his whole vote in the Ketz of Mishnah. Assuming that a Goy is not Chaya B'Mitzvahs, no Tishbetan and Natashta. Memela, all the other limitations do not apply, because all of them emanate from the fundamental obligation of Tishmeten and Natasht. Now, once we're in Mishnayis, Rabosai, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, let's take a look in Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Okay, let's take a look. Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. Let's read it in the Rosh and Rambam version. Perek Tes Mishnah Ches in Masechta Shvius was a critical girsa. One word turns the whole upside down. What does it say? Mi shayelo Perek Shvius v'giyah shasabir mechalek mazin shalashulis cholecha v'yechad vaniim ochlin achar abir avolo ashirin. You can't hold on to it. You have to give it out after the beer. Rabbi Yossi Omer echad aniim v'echad ashirim ochlim achar abir. That's our text. On the side it says, what's Girsas HaRambam? What's Girsas HaRambam? Girsas HaRambam is, Ein Ochlin Achar HaBir. Whoa, take a look in Perek Zayin. Halacha Gimel and Shmita V'Yovel. So quite a difference what one word makes. 180, right? We have Ochlin, the other Girsa, Ein Ochlin. According to the Rambam, whoa, boy. What does it say? Osu lechol achar abir ben laniim ben lashirim. Whoa! Where did this come from? And Amish says it's mutter. How did he say osu? Where did he get it from? What's going on? Argue, it says Ochlim. How in the world did the Rambam say ain't Ochlim? Rabbeinu said the Mari Kurkos on the fourth line. Nirish Agoris, but Rabbi Yossi, Echad Aniyim, Echad Ashirim, ain't Ochlin Achar Abir. That's quite a difference. Once beer comes, it's Pasha becomes Macholos Asuris. Macholos Asuris. What's Takh Pshad according to the Rambam? Vahoysa Shabbas, the Oras, the Chem Lachla, only as long as it's much of the Chayab Asadeh. That's it. According to other Rishonim, what are you supposed to do? What do you do? What's Chakap Shat? What do the other Rishonim say? The beer comes, you give it out, you give it away, and after that what happens? After that what happens? The answer is, after that, you're allowed to take it back. According to the other Rishonim, what does beer mean? You put it out. And after you put it out, take it right back in. Read the Rush. The Rush, for example. Shasa beer comes, kol echad v'yachad bizmano, yeah. Machalikim mazakim asuris kol echad b'nei beso machakach yivar kutz tosefta mi sheyesh lo peres shviyas v'giya shasa beer machalik mehem l'shchena v'lekrova l'miyudov u'motzi meniach ha-pesach beso achenek lo beis yisrael kol mishu tzorach litol yito. And then here's the key v'chozer u'machal esoch beso v'ochal ha-hol echad sheyichlu. You put it out. Grab it back in before I'm going to snatch it back. You know, before the person, you know, has a chance to grab it. That's what it says in the Rosh. That's what he says. That's all the other Rishonim except for the Ramah Lepshat and Beer. The Beer means to put it out. Give a pair of tents to take it. I don't know how long a chance has to be. And you take it back. And when you take it back from Hefker, Rabbi Osai, according to many, many Rishonim, the restrictions no longer apply. Take a look in those who have our version, the Biurim and the Horus in the bottom. That from the Rush it sounds. It's a medak flush in the Rush we just saw. Achar abir sarfen afilu shelo letzarach hano. How can it be? So he says, Nen and Visorfen. You have to have some kind of a Hana in the previous Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Rishona, no, well, after beer, Shekolak for Lechayim and Asada, Mutter, Lishtamish, and Machel Behema, Gam Lahasak. Which we normally wouldn't be allowed to do earlier. You have to use everything for its own particular purpose. Machel Adna for Adna, Behema for Behema, etc. Now it's gone. But it's an obvious question, Rabbi Osai. If this is to be true, why did the Mishnah limit it to Tevin and Kash? It could be true of apples and tomatoes. Apples and tomatoes, you're supposed to eat them like a mensch, right? So what happened? I'll put it out, I'll take it back, and I give it to my behemoth. I can burn it. It doesn't say it, but it comes to apples and tomatoes. Only says Tevin and Kash. That's a tremendous Kash. So here's the answer. If you look again in the back of the Pasach Shulchan, he says like this. No, Kedusha Shvius applies after beer when you take it back from Hefker. And there is Kedusha Shvius, and Machal Adam is also for a behema. And he quotes a Tosin Kedushin, Nun Vavim at Beis. I thought it was a little mistake in the Otsa. When I looked for Kedushin Nun Vavim at Beis, which talks about Shemitah, I couldn't find it. I found instead Nun Zayin Amud Beis. I couldn't find anything about Shemitah. Could I just copy the wrong page? I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. You should get our money back, maybe. For one page, you got to save a lot of money. So you have a wrong page in here. What's Nun Zayin? Should be Nun Vav Amud Beis. Try it, Elio. See what happens. All right. Whatever. But in any event, if you look there in Tosis says that after Shas Abir, there's what we call Tfisas Damin. That's the top. We'll get to that a little later on. It's an amazing chiddush by Shmita, Perish Shmita. If you exchange it for money, believe it or not, the money becomes kaddish. Tosfos applies after beer. If you say there's no kedusha shvuyas after beer, it's impossible to have tefisas damin. Oh, look what he says. Amazing. And this is again, Shlomo Zalman has this amazing chiddush. I read it to you. So like this. It's in Simen Yud, Sifkot and Yud Beis. He says, when you take it back out of the beer pile, you put it down, you took it right back again. So once again, you have to treat it with shvus. You know why? You know why? Because this same fruit could be available outside in the field. As long as this could be available outside in the field, Kedusha Shvuyas applies. Oh. I'll read it to you. This is in Madani Eretz, Simen Yud, Sif Katon, Yud Beis. The only time, Rabbi Osai, that Kedusha Shvuyas is Paka, is when it's Nisrach Basodeh. It's Nisrach Basodeh. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, Shigiyaz man abir v'lo bir, the Paris are ushered, no, nothing is paka. We don't hold like, that's called the Rambam. We don't hold like the Rambam. What's pshat? He says, Lo zika hakosel de'achar abir kiyim la'achila k'dechsev lechol v'lo l'schora v'lo v'hem t'cha v'lo chaya sh'atep atzecha t'ye kol t'vosa lechol. But in these two unique cases of Tevin and Kash, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, shezman habir uzman ha'sirchon basodeh boyin k'yechot, at the same time, Chai Gavna Shapi Yeshnova the Poka Kedushas on the Gamri. Rak Betem and Vekashu the Shaykh Haidina, Velo Bishar Peres Shvis. Because in Shar Peres Shvis, once you take it in, you have, it still has Kedusha Shvis. It's unique. It's unique. Because once something is usher, it remains usher. According to the Rambam, for example. That once you have to get rid of it. He says, there's no head to later on. So he only mentioned Tevin Vekash. These two, Zman Abir, Zman Sirchem Besoda, Beshoa Achas, Ki Einem Kolem and Asoda, Ki Yimim Deizeshem Asrichim, Brivir Shnia. No Chobas Beer. At that point in time, Poka Lagam Kedushasan. That's what the Rambam wrote it. Not this, he wrote it in the Perakei, nothing to do with beer. And even according to us, we hold that beer does not mean you have to get rid of it. You're allowed to take it back into your house. Yeah. Back into your house of Kedusha Shvias by apples and tomatoes. Only by Teva Vakash is this unique din. Unique din. Amazing. This is from Shlomo Zalman's major chiddush over here, pshat in this. And then he quotes, amazing. The Mabit, still on my desk, Simon Chaf Aleph, you can look at it later on, quotes a vort from the Rash HaZokain. What does he say? Quote, what happens? A Jew buys Peres Shvias from a Goy. Is it in beer? Remember, the Mabit was the one who said, against Maran Bet Yosef, that this Kedusha Shvias, even if it grows in the field of a goy. Remember that? What about beer? How it said, it's all or nothing. Either is an Issa Schora and the Hefsid and everything else, and it's also din beer, Babit, or there's nothing. Beis Yosef. No, a pshara. Look what he says. Vafilu bibir lo mechavinon. Afal gav de yesh kakadusha shvius. Isura vadayhud lo paka. Ela biur, listen carefully now. Hadover toli bimamon. Lahafku lechalek lanim. Or afilu lashin rabbi yosi. Motzi lemeima, the famous word. Ko asino. We've been that word before. Ko asino. As it says in the first parak in Bechoros, end quote. Here, what's going on? Beer is fundamentally a monetary obligation. I have to give it out at a certain point. But I bought it from a goy. If the goy would have had it, he wouldn't have given it out. So you can't. I hide behind the goy that I bought it from. Same as he wouldn't have to give it out. I don't have to give it out. Because beer is fundamentally a monetary obligation. Wow. Says him a bit. We can even be more makel with respect to schora. It's a monetary thing. Mishalokach v'dam and peres shvi'a shel goy. Hare tchilosa b'schora. U'motzi l'meima kosina mikoach gavra, etc. Amazing. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman continues. True, if a Yisrael bought from the goy, it's part of me beer. Me koma go, believe it or not, cause man shaperis hem sh'etzel ha'akum, yesh aleim chovas beer. As long as they're in the hands of the goy, it's again according to them a bit, it's a chovas beer. V'nafkamina, she'migiyah zman ha'beer b'odem b'shus ha'akum, harehen asurin li'olam, V'asal li Yisrael liknosa mimenu. How can that be? That's what my bit says. A pele. The cave in Shekain, near the miyak she'ovru l'shus Yisrael, hareiz edome kirevia shnia shel tevin v'kash. This is the svara. I'm reading from Shlom Mazal. The kamo sh'armin on hosam. The cave in shlo hivsit klum bil kitoso. Hold of a lava, you must reach in the sudden. Lachain Pokalagame, Kedusha Shavis. Hokanami Kan Kan. Yochala Yisrael Lokeach Lomar. Shebuliki Chosi Logaramti Shum Hefset Lolodam, Lolochail of Behemo. Achresha Akum, Lohoyo Mafkira. Venimsa Shagamim Loisi Lokeach Osami Akum, Lohoya Mishum Arviach Mize. Lachain Miyad Shavru Lushusha Yisrael. Pokamehen. Kol Kedusha Shvius. Wild. Wild. Amazing. Chiddush Nifla V'Nara. The Meila Rabosai. To the conclusion, the very, very, very end of this long Simon Yud, and this Hivkot and Yud Gimel, is as follows. The Tosfos Yontif says, Kedusha Shvius, Salaperis, Mista'ef, Be'ika Mechovas Hefker, Svaru, in Amrina de Mamona de Akabla of Kira Torah, which is the base of Shita, for the Chayal Klal Chova Sevka prepared Shvius for Sos Akum, who are the Nami, Shaynor Ben Klal, Gam Shardini Shvius. Period. That's what we said before. The Chazanish is the one who said, you have both Chumrus, has Kedusha Shvius, at the same time, Chayav and Chumrus of Mises, because it's not really Hefker. According to what we're saying, that's impossible. Because all the Kedushas comes from the Chiyuv, comes from the Din of Hefker. Tishmeten and Natashta. Atka. So now Rabosai, I'm going to try to finish up Rav Shlomo Zalman as much as we can today. So there's so much to say. This is Godel Ador. We're going to move from Simon Yud, skip Yud Aleph, and go to Yud Beis. That's the best way to cover ground is to skip. Maybe we'll come back a little bit to Yud Aleph, just very briefly at the beginning. But basically we're skipping it. So in Yud Beis, we go back to some of the original things we spoke about already last week. He says like this. He said, we learned, Gidulei stos nochem mufkoyen legame mikedusha shvius, v'cheinu ha-minig mikad mistana, and there are many reasons for it. Okay, that was Minig Yerushalayim. I'm going to read you a letter that Rav Shlomo Zalman sent to Yeshivas Kol Torah. Don't play with Minig Yerushalayim. These Yerushalmis are very very Rabbi Shlomo was born in Yerushalayim. I don't say he left Yerushalayim, never left Eretz Yisrael, but he was almost his whole life in Yerushalayim, and he wasn't going to play. He was a guardian of Minhag Yerushalayim. We'll come to it. Fine. He quotes a Sefer HaTrumah that we spoke about already. That Kedusha Shnia Lo Kitchel Asad Lavo and Shema Yesh Kinyan. We mentioned this last time. Maybe. What's the suffix? What's the suffix? And he says more than that. Sefer HaTrumah says more than that. If Yesh Kinyan, it's permissible to plow in a field, which a guy bought. I'll read you the Lashon. I feel Hashem ain't kinyan the guy. That's im aratz medrash kushas kushas lasa lava. Avol kevin lo kishas lasa lava. Can the divrei hakol shema yesh kinyan the guy lafkiyem b'masem b'derabona u'mitam zanucha lava de b'shvius b'sman hazeh mutter. Not just the fruits, which he's saying at the last. Lachrosh for the zroa b'karaka goy. I feel b'derabona. Ayat says ain't odrin im a goy getting some rebeis amid aleph b'shvius. Yeah, he holds Yizba Kitchla Shatul Asalavo. We don't pass like him. And he adds the last few words. These are critical words. How do you understand these words if you saw them? For Afal P She'ein Yovel Noheg. He's now explaining the mission to Samar Beis. Mikomagom Shviz Noheges. One more time. The Mishnah says in Samar Beis, Ein Odrin Magoy B'Shvius, and I'm saying it's a Mutter, it's a Sefer Truma. No. I paskin Kishlusher Shnia Lo Kishlas Adova. That Mishnah paskins Kishlas Adova. And then he adds his phrase. V'yafal Pish Ein Yovel Noeg Mikomakom Shvius Noheges. Atkan the Sefer Truma. So what's the Shema? It's a beautiful Shtikl Torah. Why is it Shema? Excuse me, Sefer Truma. It's not money in the bank. You could easily distinguish between Surya, which never had Kedusha Daraisa, never, ever, ever, and Eretz Yisrael, which had Kedusha Daraisa. That's why he says Shema. Remember, what will happen if. Let's go back to our first Gemara, second Gemara. Gittin mem zayin amad alef. Let's go back to it. Gittin mem zayin amad alef, Rabbi Osai. What does it say towards the bottom? What does it say? You see, Yesh Kinyan, last two lines. Hachab amayaskinan b'surya v'kosovar kibush yochid lo shmei kibush. Rabbi Osai, who did this kibush yochid? Says Rashi, the last Rashi in the page. David Kibsha. David conquered it. Rabbi Osai, that's ancient history, David conquered it. Unfortunately, David and his conquest and his base of Migdash were all Choref by Nebuchadnezzar. Why is it relevant to us now? We're talking now, real life. Yisrael Shlokos, real life. Time of the Tanoim. Who cares what happened back in the time of David HaMelech? Batla Mavuta by Nebuchadnezzar. We'll come to that. There's a Shlomo Zalman, he thinks of Pshat is as follows. As long as it was once Doraisa, and Kenya. All in something which was never Doraisa is Yesh Kenya. It was never Doraisa. That's why it's Yesh Kenyan. But if it would have been Doraisa at one point historically, ain't Kenyan. Zokem Shlomo Zalman, that's the Sheba of the Sefer HaTrumah. He's making an equation between Eretz Yisrael B'Zman Hazeh and Surya. No! No equation. Eretz Yisrael was once with Doraisa. Surya never was Doraisa. Wow. Wow. So, Rabbosai, let's open to the Rambam. Let's first see the Gemara. The Gemara has over here the last line of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Briefly, last line. Tashma, Yisrael va'akum shaklachu sada b'shutfus tevel v'chul muravin zebezeh. Oy oy oy! You have a problem, says Rashi. Every single bit is a combination of tevel. Oh boy, says the Gemara, and that's Rebbe. Rashbak says no. The guys is potter. At kano pligi ela demar sava yesh breira. Retroactive clarification. What the guy took is his from the beginning. Umar sava ein breira. Aba the kuli alma yesh kinyan liaka beretz yisrael afkir b'dei ma'isa. No, Surya again the same terms. Let's read the Rambam now. In Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, read the Rambam, please. Perek. No. Hilchos Trumas. Perek Aleph. Halacha Chaf. Quotes this Gemara. Look inside, please, in your Rambam. Shutfes Agoy Chayeves B'Trumas V'Maisis. Teva B'Chul M'Ram Zabazeh. Chaf Aleph. B'Amer Devarim Amurim. Be'eretz Yisrael Sham Masas Shel Torah Uve Shel Torah Ein Breira. Avlam Lachus Sada B'Surya Hol Masas Sham B'Devrayim Afil Chalka B'Gadish Chalka Shel Goy Potter Miklum. Quotes the Rambam. So says the Kesef Mishnah. This is all very nice. The Rambam in Aleph and Trumas for the first 25 halachas is rolling along his merry way, giving you the Iker Din of the Torah, assuming that Trumas is the Midaraisa. It's only in the 26th halacha and final. Trumas is Manazeh, Ibn Ezra, is Midivrayim, says the Helika Kesef Mishnah. If that's the case, this din should change. This din should change. So, he says, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That's we saw that yesterday in Shulchan Aruch. And that was the that Vilna Gaon commented on. It was a whole ruckus about that din. The Kesef Mishnah and the same author of Shulchan Aruch says that nowadays is Yesh Breira. Wow. Before going further, Rabbi Osai, we'll go back to Rab Chaim. A new Rab Chaim. I when I was growing up, this was the Rab Chaim. We learned Gittin. Everyone knew this Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim asked the same kasha that we just asked until now. Why is the Gemara saying it all depends on Kibbutz Yochid? Kibbutz Yochid is ancient history. Bottom by the Nebuchadnezzar. Now, who cares? See, so the quotes from Rab Chaim. This is in it's not in the Sefer. Hein mori omnam reisi sheviyu mishmeid ha-goyin Reb Chaim Soloveitchik Zal. Shetiritz kushizu. It's in brackets. It's in Yud Bey's end of Aleph. The ma'naf kamina lo nam kibish yochot shmei kibish alo. Kedusha kamaisach kva azdala. It's Reb Chaim based on the Yerushalm we spent a lot of time on. What do Yerushalmi say? Ve'tivcho hirbicho me'avo secho. Yerusha shniya is better than Yerusha rishono. The Yerusha Rishona was only Kaddish how? With because ain't all them Omalchus. Had there been Omalchus, would not be Kaddish. Without Kibbush Shechilik, it's not Kaddish. And you, by Kedusha Shniya, it works even with his Omalchus, and even if there's no Kibbush Shechilik. Oh. Says Ibrahim, Achidish Niflo. That's only true. It's only called the Kedusha Shniya if it's Shniya. That means there was a Rishona. That's how I counted. We counted 1, 2. You can't say 0, 2. We don't count that way. 1, 2. So if Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, Sasuria had a kibush daraisa at one point in time. Now, in our times, that's already the second go around. It therefore can benefit from the drushas chazal of a tivcha v'hir b'chamei avosech. But if kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, so now when we walk into Syria, that's not Yerusha Shniyah. That cannot benefit from a tivcha v'hir b'chamei avosech. Avosech were never there with the raisa. What a brilliant chiddush of Reb Chaim. Wow. That's what he says. Wow. Wow. Now, who conquered Syria? Ezra got to Syria? Who's a historian over here? Ezra got to Syria? Wow, not even close. You know who did? The Chashmonaim got to Syria. Hurdus got to Syria. It took a couple hundred years, but they got there. So if they're there for the second time, because already the first ones was David HaMelech's counsel with Kibush Midaraisa, now they're the second time in. Good? Shlomo Zalman is not so happy, because he thinks that Ole Bavel is only Ole Bavel, Ezra. And that which Hurdus and the Machashmonoim conquered later on doesn't count. Why? We saw the Mishnah yesterday. Rabbi say, open to the Mishnahs for a second. The Mishnahs in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Shviyas. We read it yesterday. We read it again for a minute. What's the northern boundary of Ole Mitzrayim? What does it say? Kol Shechziku Ole Mitzrayim, Michziv Aranor. Nechav lo nevad. Not Surya. And what's Ole Bavel? Kosho Ziku Ole Bavel, near Yisrael, Bad Gziv. We know a Gziv is near Akko. What kind of Surya? That's as far as Ezra got. I heard this and the Chashmog, that doesn't count. Suggests of Shlomo Zalman and his Kasha against Reb Chaim. I have a different kasha. I don't understand this. I have a different kasha. If they conquered it, who needs Veitivcha? Veitivcha, the whole part of the Mishnah Veitivcha means you didn't conquer it. Ezra never conquered it. It's chal anyway. But if Hurdus and the Chashmonaim did conquer it, so perhaps what do you need Veitivcha for? You can answer there was no chiluk, kibush v'chiluk. Perhaps you wouldn't need chiluk in Surya. It never was given originally, didn't have to be mischalik. That's a promise we'll talk about later on. More than that, Rabosai. More than that. According to the Rambam, we don't necessarily paskin beitivcha. Because the Rambam paskin, like Rabbi Elazar and the Yerushalmi, that bias kulchem is ma'akev, and by a sheni, Ezra was only with the Rabbona. So according to the Rambam, what do you do with Veitivcha v'hir b'chol mi'avosecha? I ask you to see the Rambam. Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tezayin. What does it say there? Very end of Shmita v'Yovel. Rambam says, V'chein la'osin lova v'biya shlishis v'eiz shikon tzol eretz yaskilu l'no shmita v'yovel shikashu bat erechoma v'yischaya kol mokom shikhafshu b'masa shenemah. Veviyach Hashem alokecha l'oros ha-sherosh tevzeh l'rishto, makesh yirushos l'rish ha-vasecho, ma yirush ha-vasecho, atanoa b'chidish kol v'om ha-elu, af yirushos ha-atanoa bo b'chidish ronet, means be a shlishis. These are Reb Shlomo Zalman's kashas against Reb Chaim. It's a little bit tricky. The Rambam did paskin a kedusha shniya is not bottom. Why not? Remember the kasha we had? We'll come to it later, what you said before, Otniel. But the kasha was, the Kesef Mishra's kasha, Nichol Beisa Bechira. What do you mean? The Kedusha, Rishona came through Kibush. Kibush is gone, Kedusha is gone. Shnia came with Chazaka, so it stays. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, but Kedusha Rishon also had Chazaka. How do we answer? Chazaka didn't work for them. Only works for Kedusha Shnia, because of Eitivcha V'hirbecha Me'avosecha. It's kind of a split psak that Veitivcha works insofar, Rabosai, as the Kedusha remains, yet Veitivcha also goes on Bayis Shlishi. It's a little bit of a complicated story. So half a psak this way, half a psak that way. It becomes a very strange. You pass the Rabbalazar Bechada, they need Bias Kulchem, and like a Biyosir Bechanina Bechada, that all Malchus there's a Chazaka which is not this battle through Kibush. It's a little strange psak. In any event, Rabosai, let's go back to the Sefer HaTrumah. He doesn't make this distinction. This is the Shlomo Zalman in Yud Beis Beis. You have to go with the whole thing about Rab Chaim. What does he say? He says Bayis Sheni was Chaim Adoraisa against the Rambam. Has a new vort, as Rav Shlomo Zalman says. When this Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and HaTorah, there were Machmir in Surya, if you hold Shmei Kibush, because it was once part of Eretz Yisrael, if you hold Kibush Eretz Shmei Kibush, and therefore ain't Kenyan. But Bizman HaZeh, there is no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael at all anywhere in the world, they're Mekil. A new vart. Right now, there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. We can be Mekil even in Surya. And maybe we can make it even in Eretz Yisrael proper. Bizman HaZeh, Sh'af Eretz Yisrael Atzma, Ein the Kedusha Doraisa, Shabbat Metzina Loma, Sh'af Eretz Yisrael, Sholim Bavo, Gam Ken Yesh Kin Yelak Mafkiya, Anu Pshat. The only time where Machmir is in a case where there is a presently, today, there's a Kedusha Doraisa somewhere. So if you mach with the whole world, whatever they conquered, Syria, etc., Otto Eretz Yisrael. And today, where there's nothing. That's Shita Sefer HaTrumah in the tzad that it would apply even to Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaZeh. No, Rabosai, obviously, go to the Rambam, you can't hold this way. Because the Rambam held that Kedusha Shnia for Trumas and Maisus was only with the Rabbanon. And still, there's a problem in Surya. So you can't say this word. You can't say this word. The bigger problem is, according to the Sefer HaTrumah, what's pshat in the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin? We went through this before. Hacha Ma'askin b'Surya. Didn't have to say b'Surya. It could have said Beretz Yisrael b'Zman HaZeh. Surprise, the Sugi must hold what? Kedusha Rishon HaKitcha Lasset Lavo. We don't pass in that way. It's a bit of a dochak. Shalok Halach. We're out of time. Tomorrow I'm going to read you something from Shlomo Zalman. We're going to use an expression. Ein lecha dochak godol mizeh. That's pretty big, strong. Remind me tomorrow to tell you that expression somewhere in Simeon Bay in the same. Good.